This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden will name Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr., a history-making fighter pilot with deep knowledge of China, to serve as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General Brown's confirmation would mean that, for the first time, both the Pentagon's top military and civilian positions would be held by African Americans. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the first black Pentagon chief, has been in the job since the beginning of President Biden's administration. The only other black person to serve as Joint Chiefs Chairman was Army General Colin Powell. Brown will replace Army General Mark Milley, whose term ends in October. President Biden nominated Brown because of General Brown's work modernizing the U.S. fleet of aircraft and its nuclear arsenal, and Brown's years of experience in shaping U.S. defenses to meet China's rise. General Brown also has been deeply involved in the Pentagon's efforts to equip Ukraine with billions of dollars worth of U.S. weaponry as Kyiv tries to fend off Russia's 15-month-long invasion of Ukraine, an independent nation. Brown has commanded at every possible level in the Air Force and in joint commands, including in Europe, the Middle East, and in Asia. He also helped build and lead the U.S. air campaign against the Islamic State militant group. As an Air Force pilot, General Brown flew F-16 fighter jets. 3 years ago, Brown became the first black Air Force Chief of Staff, the service's top military officer, which also made him the first African American to lead any of the military branches. A Bozeman man died while scuba diving on Canyon Ferry Reservoir trying to retrieve a vehicle that had broken through the ice last winter. The Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office responded around noon last Saturday to a diver in distress south of Cemetery Island and north of Hellgate Campground. Two people were diving to retrieve a submerged vehicle. They were equipped with airbags and scuba gear. The two were diving about 113 feet deep. The divers were at the vehicle for about 2 minutes when it appeared that William Dreyer's regulator began to free flow. Dreyer began to ascend, but due to a malfunctioning regulator and a lack of air, he stopped moving at about 86 feet deep. Dreyer, 55, was pulled up out of the water. Resuscitation efforts were unsuccessful. Snowplow crews who are working to clear Glacier National Park's Going to the Sun Road are making great progress. They've cleared the road over Logan Pass and are working on the Big Drift, the snowdrift on the east side of the pass that is shaded, so the snow is very deep and on a steep slope. Plowing is going much faster this year than last year due to the warm spring, but Glacier National Park Road's crew supervisor, Brian Paul, says, "I don't like to put estimations out, but I'd say we're on a pretty good track for beating last year's opening day. But our progress is only a breakdown and a snowstorm away." The snow plowing work clears not only the winter snowfall, but also snow from avalanches. Avalanche activity was lower this year, with only 43 observed avalanches along the road. 24 of those avalanches actually hit the road after it had been plowed. Road crews did have one major cycle of a lot of large avalanches during the late April warm-up. The road crew stopped plowing that week because of the high avalanche hazard. After plowing the snow, road crews will work along the edge of the cliff to reinstall 400 guardrails and to complete masonry work to repair the rock guardrail. To stay safe doing the repair work on steep slopes, the crews are harnessed and secured to heavy equipment. Road crew chief Paul said, "We're just doing our hardest to wrap up. We still have a lot of work to do. It's not just snow removal. We still have a lot of rocks to remove, a lot of guardrail to put in, utilities to get up and running before we open the road so it's safe for the public." Opening day for the entirety of the Going to the Sun Road is still a few weeks out. The iconic road is currently open to vehicles to the avalanche area and for hikers and bikers to the loop. The latest on road conditions in Glacier National Park can be found online at the National Park Service website, nps.gov. Vehicle reservations will be required in West Glacier beginning May 26th and July 1st in East Glacier. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.